situation there in Donegal is that there's going to be 38 full-time job losses, full-time job equivalent losses. The issue is in Donegal is geographically disadvantaged for exports to the UK. 85% of what we make goes to the UK, and we've had to put in automated equipment. The plan is to put automation equipment into it. We're spending $3.7 million between R&D and putting in new equipment to take down costs. If we don't do that, the whole plant closes. So we believe we're committed to Donegal, being there 16 years at the moment, and that's where the investment is taking place in order to make the plant more viable and also hopefully grow the business. Our record in Donegal is that we took it over from 19 people working in it and built it up to its current level of business where we are at the moment.
And you're saying that there will still be over 140 people left at the plant after these job losses go through?
Yeah, between part-times and all, 152.
In terms of the 38 full-time equivalents, as you're describing it, Ray, is it possible to clarify how many of those are actually part-time people? And with that in mind, how many actual people are involved here?
There's probably about 60-odd people between part-time and full-time.